So I'm in the park with Poppy, and we just encountered some other dogs, and Poppy decided she wanted to have a bit of play, which is all good, and I'm all about that. She's having a poo now. Yeah, so anyway, in the park, basically Poppy, what always dismays me in the park when other people with dogs arrive is that they never seem to make the common assumption that if you drop a ball on the floor, one of the dogs is going to get it, and it might not be theirs, and they get arsey about it. So the woman got arsey with me for Poppy grabbing the ball first. She always would. She's fast as you like. And then obviously Poppy's got a ball in her mouth, so she doesn't want to come back to me when I call her, so I have a lot of trouble with that. Eventually she comes back, I put her on her lead. Down! She's just met someone. Down! She's coming back to me now. Past me. It gives me angst, you know. No more than it would anyone else, probably, but any amount of angst bubbles up in me, and then it's the few minutes later that it's more than anyone else would have felt. Definitely can't wait to just, where we're moving to, you'll basically wake up in the mornings. We've got it's a small house, but a relatively largish, expanse of grass for our gardens, and then fields just everywhere you look, grass fields, just pasture land. So she's just never going to have this amount of socialisation again. She's had a year of it. She plays fine with other dogs. If they all get very boisterous, she's nobody's softie, you know. She's kind of gets her teeth bared, and she's strong and big, so I don't like it when that happens. She doesn't get nasty, but she's just defensive, and I think it's probably down to when she was attacked a couple of times when we first came to the park. Generally that just stresses me. So I put her on a lead to walk away, but I've taken her off again because it's so counterproductive for me not to give her a proper run. By this afternoon she'll be going mad, so she needs her exercise, and she's getting it. She's loving it now. She's kind of settled down a bit. I don't know whether it's the dogs or the dog owners or me or just her or what is the biggest factor in the anxiety I feel when something like that happens in the park. But I feel all apologetic for the fact Poppy's taken the ball. I feel like I've got a rough dog or something, which isn't the case. Actually, there was a Rottweiler there that was much rougher. But they knew him, so they weren't kind of shrieking so much at him. That's the other thing I don't understand. I mean, I've only owned a dog for a year, and I know Poppy will go crazy if I start shrieking at her. She'll get excited. So I don't understand their approach, really. Anyway. Anxious. I'll just upload, or I'll just end up gibbering. I did 24 minutes on Audioboo yesterday, and I don't know what. Well, actually, that was a perfect example of Audioboo as a therapeutic tool, because I listened to it later on in the evening and I had such a confused brain in the morning. And it just helped me slot a few thoughts into place and sort of, you know. I don't know. I have this idea that if you have a confused head and you repeat the contents of it to yourself a few times, then it stands to logical reason that it must be less confused by the end of the process, just through repetition. It's probably quite flawed as a theory, but anyway. Have a good day. Have a good day. And I was going to say, Mark Rock and Radio Kate are in Holland giving a talk today. So good luck to them. Hope that all goes smoothly. I should imagine it's very nice over there. It's nice here today. It's nice and sort of not as sunny as yesterday, but it's spring, definitely. No longer winter.